Well, let's get started this morning. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will. I love that. Man. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I love that. You know, I asked my twin brother here because I was going to do the parable of the good son and the bad son. And I'm kidding. Eric thought that'd be hilarious. I didn't know my twin brother was coming here, but I'm so thankful you're here. I love that. But boy, that'd be a hoot, wouldn't it, if I had planned to do that and use him and I as an example? Of course, I'd be the bad son. I'd have to be once I saw you. I love that. I understand that Father's Day can be good and it can be bad for some, just depending on what your experience is. And, you know, our experience growing up was fantastic. My wife often says, you know, the Opie Taylor life, we were just blessed. And I understand not everybody has that. Sometimes, man, we want to desperately walk in our Father's shoes. And other times, we don't want anything to do with those shoes. I don't want to walk a mile in those shoes, let alone one step in those shoes. And I understand that. And then there's others that say, I wish I could see my Father's shoes. I wish I knew what they were like because I never got to see them. And so I get that when I come before you today, say, Happy Father's Day. Man, we all have differences of opinions on if it is or isn't. But I'm here to tell you, we have a Father in heaven. And while we'll never physically step in His shoes, we can walk in our Father's shoes. And I'm talking about our Father in heaven. I can remember growing up, and now that Nathan's here, he can add validity to this, in case you question my truth or not. But I can remember walking around in my dad's shoes, you know, trying to clomp around. And I don't know, when you're small, they seem really big. Now I'm thinking my feet are bigger than his. And you'd walk in those shoes and understand, as we know, Nathan, there were holes in the bottom of them. And things, and he would just get another patch of shoe goo. See, Nathan said it with me. He knew. My dad would fix his shoes with some shoe goo. But he still walked in those. And there's times we wanted to walk in those shoes. Spencer, I know you walked in my shoes and my boots a few times. And I know Austin walked in my shoes and boots. The boots are the funnier ones because they're slapping around in those little toothpick legs. But now I get to experience Atlas walking around in those shoes as well. And I thought, that's why we keep things like this. No matter the name, you're mine and I love you. Happy Father's Day from Atlas, 2022, 2 years ago. And then today, as I'm coming up for him to run over and hand this to me. We love those things. And I get, I'm not his father, I'm Grampy, you know. His other grandfather, Tim, is over here. But we get to see him walking around in our shoes. You're going to see your kids walking around in your shoes, in your boots. And it's quite hilarious. And sometimes they're moving their legs, but those feet aren't moving because they're just too heavy, right? And sometimes we feel like that. God, I put my feet in these cinder block shoes, but I can't move them. We can do those things. I found myself 11 years ago, next month, trying to get in my father's shoes. Why was I trying to get in my father's shoes? He's been gone 37 years, a week or two ago. So why 11 years ago was I trying to get back in his shoes? Well, those of you that have been here that long, remember that's when our founding pastor, Pastor Jack Eldred, retired. And Pastor Eric and I assumed the role as pastor, shepherd, leader. And I couldn't get my feet in those shoes. And I tried. Oh, there's remnants sometimes. Communion, my communion is from memory of what my father said. And that's why I say what I say, the way I do it. Not because I wanted to be like him, because I love the way he did it, and I wanted that to be a part of mine. That's okay. But I was trying to stand up here and be my father. I tried to stand up here and stand in Jack Eldridge's shoes. I tried to stand up here and be in Eric Ferguson's shoes. What I didn't understand, Lord, I pray I don't have holes in my socks today. Whew, okay. Sometimes that big toe is just poking right through there. And I didn't understand, my shoes are right here. And by the way, let's see. They feel pretty good. So why was I trying to get in Eric's shoes and Jack's shoes, and my father's name was Jack as well, and my dad's shoes? Because I didn't know how to be me. I don't know if that's true. I wasn't confident in standing up here as me. And then this lady that's out there saying amen right now, Jan Murray, said, "Why are you trying to do that?" She said, "You are your own person. You're not Eric, you're not Jack, and you're not your father. You be you." And I can't tell you, that was life-changing, and I appreciate that. Because I couldn't fit in my dad's shoes, I couldn't fit in Eric's shoes, I couldn't fit in Pastor Jack's shoes. They feel pretty good. And I thought, what am I scared of? What am I worried about? Well, I was worried because I remember my first message and I talked about how much fear I had. And I thought, the new shepherd. I thought, that's nothing. Because the Bible says the sheep will hear the voice of the shepherd. And I said, oh, no. These poor folks out here have to listen to the sound of a new shepherd and a new shepherd. I was worried and I didn't need to be. I was insecure and I didn't need to be. And some of you, I'm telling you, you're here today and you're insecure and you don't need to be. Okay? When you stand like this, just stand up a little taller and take confidence in who and what you are and what you're trying to do. I'm going to see if I can get through this poem that I found. And this poem is what today's message is all about. And it says, "My father's shoes." And it says, "A child put on his father's shoes and scuffled down the hall, rising on his tiptoes, trying to look tall. I am walking... I am walking in your shoes, Papa," said the child with eyes of blue. "I am following in your footsteps as I know this pleases you. One day I shall be just like you," he said, tripping on the lace. "I will be all big and strong with hairs upon my face. For you're the greatest man a boy could ever be. I wonder, Father, when you were small, did you look a lot like me? I know I will be like you, Papa. It will happen to me one day. For you're the bravest, kindest man who chases monsters far away. You keep me safe from shadows lurking on the bedroom wall. And when you hold my hand, I know I'm never going to fall. So I'm walking in your footsteps, as though the shoes don't, although the shoes don't fit just yet. I shall practice walking every day to be sure I don't forget." Today's message is walking in my father's shoes. And as I read this poem, I thought, these are things that we should try and achieve, as though we're little children, and we are, to God the Father. But at the very end, "I shall practice walking every day to be sure I don't forget." You see, I don't want to forget who and what the Father wants me to be. Oh, and by the way, someday I won't be tripping on the lace as I'm walking down in my Father's shoes. And I won't be tripping and I won't need to stand on my tiptoes to look tall. And I won't trip just trying to scuffle and shuffle down the hallway. And I thought there were 6 points in this that I want to bring out to help us walk in the Father's shoes. And I thought one thing he talked about was pleasing the Father. He says, I am following in your footsteps as I know this pleases you. When I talked about struggles to come into church sometimes, I thought, are we doing things that pleases the Father? Are we living a life that pleases the Father? Yes, I am, 98.7% of the time. Man, it's at 1.3. I had to do some quick math there, but it's at 1.3. I still didn't do it right. 2.3. I was going to go with 98.7, but anyway. It's that other 2%. Let's go with that. It's the other 2% that God says, see, that's the area I'm worried about. See, that's the area you're going off in a dark corner and you're keeping to yourself and the others don't know about it. You see, you fooled me, or you fooled everybody else, but you haven't fooled me because I see everything. I'm everywhere and I know everything. I'm all-knowing, all-present and all-powerful. You see, those secrets, you're just fooling other people, but you're not fooling me. Are we doing things that please the Father? Number two, we want to be like Him. Did you look a lot like me? One day I'll look a lot like you. And then it talks about the Father is our strength. In our weakness, our Father is our strength. He is also our protector. And then He is also our support. When you hold my hand, I know I'm never going to fall. We can stumble. Those of you that have small children, that have grandkids, you know when you're holding their hand and they trip and stumble and you're kind of hanging onto them and holding them up by that arm? That's God. When we stumble and fall, He says, I'm still here and I've still got hold of you. And in the end, it ended with, we need to walk in His ways. I shall practice walking every day. Why? To be sure I don't forget. So the first place we're going to start in our Bibles is Colossians chapter 3, verse 20. And I've got 6 different scriptures I'll read, and so I may move about semi-quickly. But Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 talks to this. Children, by the way, no matter what age we are all children of someone. And it says, children, obey your parents in all things. Why? For this is well-pleasing to the Lord. I am walking in your shoes, Papa, said the child with eyes of blue. I am following in your footsteps as I know this pleases you. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. And then 1 John chapter 3, verse 22, speaks to this. 1 John chapter 3, verse 22 says, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. When we walk in His shoes, we want to do the things that please Him each and every day. And then we want to be like Him. One day I shall be just like you, He said, tripping on the lace. 2 Corinthians 5:20. And I'm going to read it quickly and then move on. But it says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. I have said that over and over. I've said a lot about that this year. We've talked about this year having more in 24. We've talked about experiencing a personal spiritual awakening. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ. And I constantly say, what does that mean? That means we are His representatives. How many times have you been around someone, their explanation is Jesus Christ? And I say that at work and I say, no, but I am his ambassador. How can I help you? And they're like, I'm sorry. I said, no, I'm here to help. What can I do for you? You called on him, I assume. Here I am. But we're his ambassadors. We are to be like him. It was last week I was praying. Actually, the week before that, and I was praying and studying. And I think I may have prayed this in service last week. And I said, help draw us closer to you. But I thought, I don't want to just be close to you. Thank you, Lord, for drawing me close to you. I want to be like you. God, as you draw me nearer to you, help me understand what that looks like. Help point things out that don't look the same. So that I can change, so that I can't just be next to you, hanging out with you. And a lot of people do that. I'm close to Jesus. Yes, you are, but you're not close to his likeness or his character. God, I want to be like, or Jesus, I want to be like you. I don't want to just be near you. I want to be like you. And it says we're his ambassador, we're his representative. I was doing some further studying to talk about we're born in his likeness. This is not a physical thing, but character and what's inside of us. To be like God, to be kind, to be gentle, to be loving. The third point here is our strength. I will be all big and strong with hairs upon my face. For you're the greatest man a boy could ever be. I wonder, Father, when you were small, did you look a lot like me? I don't know so much that Austin looks like me, but I can tell you who looks like their dad, and that's Atlas and Austin. Those of you that have been around long enough to know when Austin was a baby here, that little boy looks just like him. By the way, it was very confusing when Aurora was staring up here and then looked back at my twin brother and then stared at me and looked back at him. It was very confusing. Then I think she gave up and just looked at Tim and said, I know that, Grandpa. I don't know what's going on with these other guys, but I know him. But we want to be like our father, do we not? We don't want to just have a desire to be near him, and we should have a desire to be near him. But that desire should include, now I want to be like you. I'm near you, and that's really cool, but now I want to be like you. Number four, protector. For you're the bravest, kindest man who chases monsters far away. I know I will be like you, Papa. It will happen to me one day. Psalm 28. Psalm 28, verse 7. You'll say, man, I'm in the wrong thing. I was looking at 29:7. Sorry. Psalm 28:7. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I will praise him. He is our protector. He is our strength. But in that, he is also our shield. Lord, in my weakness, you are my strength. Lord, when I am weak, you are strong. The children's song. He is our strength, and he is our protector. He is our shield. He is our refuge. He is our support and our sustainer as well. Number five. And number five, we go to Isaiah chapter 41, verse 13. And out of the poem I'm reading first, says, and when you hold my hand, I know I'm never going to fall. So Isaiah 41, verse 3, and I love this. Why am I not in the right place? Isaiah 41, 13. I missed the little one in front of the three. I'm sorry. I thought, I know that's right. And it says, for I, the Lord your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. For I, the Lord, will hold your right hand. And he tells them, there's no need to fear anymore. And when you hold my hand, I know I'm never going to fall. He is our support and our sustainer. Now, in each one of these, there are so many other scriptures that support that, that validate that, that say the same thing. But I just love some of these versions. I like this one because it says, I'm holding your hand. And by the way, there's no need to fear. I got you. And then when we walk in His ways, Psalm 37. Psalm 37, verse 23. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. And there we have a combination of these things. It says, follow his ways. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in that. So that also is pleasing to the Father when we follow his commandments, when we walk in his way. And then also he holds us with his hand again. Here's another image of God holding us. For the Lord upholds him with his hand so that when he falls, he is not utterly cast out. Church, we've got to stay in God's presence. We've got to stay in God's Word. We have got to stay on His path for our life. It's tough. It's tough a lot of times when you're older and you're set in your ways. It's hard when you're young. You have so many things pulling and vying for your attention. He delights when we follow His ways. When we walk in His path, He delights in that. He's got us. He protects us. He holds us up. We're not cast out. I like the way they put it, not utterly cast out. And I thought, when we walk in our Father's footsteps, I can't walk in my dad's. It's fun when you're younger, and it's fun to find your way to walk in those and to look and see, where have those shoes gone? When Pastor Eric and I went to Guatemala several years ago, I had some black slippers, and I still have those to this day. And Eric said, man, someday if you could tell where all those slippers had been. I walked on the beach, I walked in the street, you know, they were just slippers. But sometimes we want to keep our Father's shoes to see where have they been. Hey, I want to watch your shoes and see where are they going. I was reading a story about Joel Osteen. Save your criticism if you don't like him. I happen to really like Joel. But his wife was speaking one time and she said, they'd gone to Italy, and his father, if you don't know the history of Joel Osteen's church, his father was the leader of that church. And Joel, for 17 years, worked in the background. His father died suddenly of a heart attack. And all of a sudden, Joel is thrust in the spotlight. He said, I don't want that spotlight. And they kept saying, no, you need to do this. Before his father passed away, they went to Italy and they bought him a pair of shoes over there. Spent a lot of money on these shoes for his father. The first message Joel preached, he stood there preaching in his father's shoes. And it wasn't so he could be like him, which is what I was trying to do. He said, it was so I could draw strength from them. Because I didn't think I could do it. I didn't want to do it. And he said, I use those to draw strength. So as we walk in our Father's shoes, let us draw strength from them. Like I said in the beginning, there may be shoes that we wish we could fill. God, I wish I could step into my Father's shoes. There's other people who say, man, I don't want to even put my foot near my Father's shoes. And others would say, I never knew my father's shoes. But I'm telling you with confidence today, we can walk in our father's shoes. We can please the Father. We can be like Him. Be imitators of Christ. Be ambassadors for Christ. We can be strength like Him. And we can draw on His strength when we're in those shoes like Joel did with his father's shoes. We can be the protector of others, but when we walk in our Father's shoes, we can also be protected by Him. We can support others, but we can be supported by our Father and sustained by our Father who holds our right hand and sustains us when we fall. And then we can walk in His way. We can walk in His ways again, which is pleasing, which adds to all these different benefits. I want us to not only be nearer to Jesus, but I want us to be more like Jesus and resemble Him more in our actions. In the words that we speak to one another, and the tones we use, that we can be Christ-like, that we have a spirit of gentleness and kindness, and that we have love for others. You see, we can walk in our Father's shoes, and we can be blessed when we walk in His shoes, and we can also be a blessing to others. But let's not mistake that walking in our own shoes is the best place to show our relationship with Christ. When we put on our shoes each and every morning, and we walk in our shoes, oh, did we protect the innocent? Did we hold hands for safety and security and protection? Did we teach people the ways of God and hold them to that daily so that they won't forget? Doing these things makes us be more like Him, whether we realize it or not. It's that change day by day that we don't recognize until all of a sudden we look in the mirror and go, oh goodness, when did that happen? Well, over the last 40 years, you know, over the last 10 years, whatever. But it's when we walk in our shoes, we demonstrate how much we're walking in our Father's shoes. As our band comes up, we're going to sing a song that I love. And I want to remind you on this Father's Day of two things. The Bible tells us all good gifts come from our Father in heaven. And I want to remind you that you can walk in your shoes and still walk in the Father's shoes, even if you didn't have shoes to fill before then. I'm going to read this poem one more time, and I just want you to think about what it's saying and how that ties into our spiritual life as well. My Father's Shoes. A child put on his father's shoes and scuffled down the hall, rising on his tiptoes, trying to look tall. I am walking in your shoes, Papa, said the child with eyes of blue. I am following in your footsteps, as I know this pleases you. One day I shall be just like you, he said, tripping on the lace. And I will be all big and strong, with hair upon my face. For you're the greatest man a boy could ever be. I wonder, Father, when you were small, did you look a lot like me? I know I will be like you, Papa. It will happen to me one day. For you're the bravest, kindest man who chases monsters far away. You keep me safe from shadows lurking on the bedroom wall. And when you hold my hand, I know I'm never going to fall. So I'm walking in your footsteps, although the shoes don't fit just yet. I shall practice walking every day. Be sure to forget. Let's bow our heads and pray. Thank you.